USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues, Vice President Mike Pence is praising immigration officials.
And let me assure you that in a challenging time, in the midst of a humanitarian and security crisis on our southern border, on behalf of the president, myself, and our entire administration, I'm here to say we are with you.
The 88-day search is over for a Wisconsin teen who went missing back in October. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss was found alive last night. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald identifies the suspect.
The suspect was arrested and is currently being held in the Barron County Jail. That suspect is Jake Thomas Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. He is 21 years old from Gordon, Wisconsin.
As far as the condition of Kloss?
She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital.
For more, find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The CDC is predicting a spike in flu cases before the month ends. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Latest data from the Centers for Disease Control shows high numbers of influenza cases in New York City, as well as 19 states. The CDC describing flu activity as widespread, with the highest hospitalization rates among young children. The hardest hit states are mainly in the South and along the Gulf Coast. Doctors say it's still not too late to get a flu shot, though. The flu season can last well into spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With the partial government shutdown continuing, about 800,000 federal employees are not getting paid today. Republican Senator Shelley Capito says this isn't good that folks aren't getting paid.
We have prison guards in my area. We have federal prison guards I'm very concerned about. Obviously, a lot of people live in paycheck to paycheck. That is going to, I think, put additional pressure on everybody.
And at midnight tonight, this will become the longest shutdown in American history. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The first four states to legalize marijuana for recreational use were Colorado and Washington in 2014 and Alaska and Oregon in 2015. Just because it's legal, though, doesn't mean your employer approves of it. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Alex Berenson. He's author of the book Tell Your Children, The Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. And one of the things I asked him is some of the issues that employers are having regarding marijuana.
So no surprise, a lot of employers don't want to deal with their employees using marijuana. And so this has actually been a very contentious issue around employment law, but it's clear that this is just set up a whole bunch of court fights where people say, well, I need it medically. And the employer says, we don't want you using this. And there are sort of long drawn out battles about whether it's okay or not.
Berenson continues about the main message in his book.
The focus of my book is really on marijuana's link to severe mental illness, especially psychosis, and the link to violence that psychosis produces. And so, the reason the book is called Tell Your Children is I want parents to be able to know that this stuff is so much stronger than it was when they used it. It really is. The patterns of use have changed. And when you use potent cannabis or pure THC in your adolescence, that's a bad thing for your brain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.